Greetings, fellow aviator. Carl here. Welcome back to Talk 4 in our series of basic meditation instruction for airline pilots. In today's talk, we'll explore contracted tunnel vision awareness versus inclusive open awareness. When we talk about mental focus, it conjures up an image of one-pointedness or laser-like attention on a particular thing. This kind of focus or one-pointed attention may be useful for threading a needle, but may not be so useful for flying a jet. When I got checked out on the Airbus, I'd been flying Boeings for 15 years. The Airbus had a lot more gee whiz stuff and a very different design philosophy. The result for me, as I was getting used to the new jet, was a kind of tunnel vision. My awareness was contracted, almost like I was viewing my situation through a toilet paper tube. My attention, or ability to register information, would jump from thing to thing instead of including many things. This contracted awareness has a quality of feeling overwhelmed or being task-saturated. I was so preoccupied with the new and different stuff that my basic aviate, navigate, communicate skills were compromised. In other words, at first, my SA wasn't great. In this state of contracted awareness, will I see that another jet is occupying the runway when I'm cleared to land? As I got more comfortable with the Airbus, my SA improved. The quality of my awareness began broadening or opening up. I was no longer at my task saturation limit. With more experience and the ability to relax, I could include more of what was going on in awareness, like that idiot on the runway. An awareness that's fixated, contracted, or inappropriately focused can be a dangerous thing in a jet. In December of 1972, Eastern Airlines Flight 401, an L-1011 bound for Miami, crashed into the Everglades because the crew was fixated on a burned-out landing gear indicator light, oblivious to the fact that the autopilot had been tripped off and they were in a shallow descent at night. In order to develop mindfulness as a tool to improve our overall SA, we work out in our gym of meditation. Up until now, my instructions for meditation have been about bringing awareness to the sensation of the breath in the body. Think about a pilot learning to fly on instruments. At first, they're told to disregard most of what's going on and focus with tunnel vision-like awareness on what the attitude indicator is telling them. As we gain experience, they begin to include more of their instruments. With practice, their SA allows them to have a relaxed, inclusive awareness of what several instruments are telling them at once. In meditation, our breath is our attitude indicator. Another important parallel between meditation and flying on instruments is this. In both cases, we must rely on our direct experience. That is, what our ship's instruments or bodily senses are conveying to us in real time, right now. Stories about what our instruments read in the past, or concepts and ideas about what they might read in the future, aren't very useful. As the mind becomes less distracted in meditation, we start noticing more of our direct experience. Sensations, other than the breath, become useful or predominant. As long as those sensations are in the moment, direct experiences of what our body's instruments are reading, that's fine. Tightness, tension, pressure, vibration, warmth, cold, and so on. We don't concern ourselves with why these other sensations become predominant. We simply allow awareness to land on them. Similar to letting go of thinking and returning to the breath, we can let go of the breath and bring awareness to whatever instrument wants our attention. This is what we'll be working with as we begin today's meditation. Settle into a comfortable, alert posture. Gently closing the eyes. Soften the area around your eyes. Relax your jaw, your shoulders. Relax the belly. Become aware of the sensations of the body breathing. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. Breathing out, know you're breathing out. Make a mental note. In, out. If you're feeling the rising and falling of the chest or abdomen, you can make a soft mental note. Rise, fall. At different times, attention may be drawn to sensations in the body. Perhaps places of tightness, tension, pressure. Maybe warmth or coolness. Perhaps it's an itching sensation or tingling sensation. Whenever these sensations become predominant, notice that. Allow these sensations themselves to become the new object of meditation. Be curious. Softly in your mind, noting tension, tightness, vibration, pressure. When it's no longer predominant, no longer calling your attention, simply come back to mindfulness of the body sitting. Mindfulness of your body breathing. When you're ready, as we end this meditation, you can slowly open your eyes and reconnect with the world around you. As you do this, notice how you feel. Meditation that focuses primarily on the breath is a directed awareness exercise and that's a great place to start. Meditation that allows awareness to move around the senses in the body to whatever's most predominant is more open or choiceless awareness. Like flying on instruments, if you fixate on the attitude indicator, your heading and altitude may wander. You expand awareness to pay attention to those other instruments, including them in your relaxed, open scan. You take in that information and make corrections by being interested in what the ship's instruments are telling you. The same thing with meditation. Be interested, curious. What are my senses communicating to me? When you drift off into stories, concepts, and ideas about past and future, notice that. Label it softly in the mind, thinking, and come to your senses. Back to your instrument panel with the breath in the center. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.